Hello, this is Ron Falk at the University of North Carolina Kidney Center. Today we want to talk about our slogan, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" This year's American Society of Nephrology meeting will sport a lanyard with our slogan on the lanyard, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" The question is, why do we have that slogan? And it's been a slogan that we've used for some time to try to get patients and their families, common citizens, in fact, to ask their primary care doctors about their kidney function. Do they have kidney disease? We want especially patients whose family members may have high blood pressure or diabetes, a family history of kidney disease, to ask that question. Today, with me in the recording studio is Kristen, who has these sorts of questions on her mind.
Thank you, Dr. Falk. My first question for you is, what is your hope with getting out the message of, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?"
What we have noticed is that patients, when they come to their physicians, are armed with several questions. In fact, they're usually armed with three questions. And they ask about their cholesterol, their blood pressure, whether they're anemic. But they typically don't ask that question of, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" Part of the reason may be that it's hard to talk about kidney disease. It may be hard to actually figure out how to ask that question of a provider. But that's our purpose. We want, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" to be one of the three questions that patients ask their docs when they see them for their annual checkups.
So are the doctors not asking their patients to screen their kidneys?
That's a wonderful question. Why aren't physicians looking at kidney function? Typically, they may obtain serum chemistry studies in which a creatinine would be made available. And now, because of concerted effort by a number of organizations across the United States, creatinine is being converted into an estimated glomerular filtration rate, and that is huge progress. But what we've noticed is that infrequently physicians either don't follow up on the creatinine or the estimated GFR, and very commonly they don't get a urine analysis other than for looking for urinary tract infections. They certainly don't screen on a regular basis for proteinuria or hematuria.
If a patient asks his or her doctor, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" how could their outcome be different?
So there are two possibilities of what we would love to see happen to an individual who asks the question, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" One, we'd like to make sure that if a individual has a family history of a condition that is known to cause kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes, or a family history of kidney disease, that they are told, "At least when I'm seeing you here today, I know that your kidney function is normal and your urine analysis is normal. There's no protein, there's no blood." Or if there is an abnormality, that a referral to a nephrologist happens so that the earliest kinds of preventative therapy with drugs including renin-angiotensin system inhibitors could be used early and appropriately. Knowledge is incredibly important to help individuals care for themselves. You know that if you're told that your cholesterol is elevated, that you'll do all sorts of things, dietary modifications, you'll maybe be placed on a lipid-lowering drug, but you won't respond to an elevated cholesterol in a passive fashion. You'll want to know why. You'll want to make sure that it's followed up. Same is true if you ask the question, "Hey Doc, how are my kidneys?" and an abnormality is discovered. You'll want to follow that up. You'll want to make sure that whatever can be done to preserve your kidney function is done early and that follow-up is done carefully.
What are the reasons that people are not asking this question?
I think what we've learned is that individuals are almost afraid to ask the question. They don't know how to ask the question about their kidneys. The reasons for that are many. But for some reason or another, that question is not asked. It's hard to ask, what is my creatinine? Most citizens don't know what the word creatinine is. They don't necessarily want to give a urinalysis. In the United States, giving a urine sample makes the individual concerned that perhaps the physician is going to screen them for drug usage. So the purpose of asking, hey doc, how are my kidneys, is to provide an entree into a conversation with a provider about what's my kidney function and is there an abnormality in my urine that would suggest that there is something wrong with my kidneys themselves.
Is this issue similar to other diseases like getting screened for diabetes?
It's very much so. One can ask the question, do I have diabetes? Do I have high blood pressure? And in fact, patients ask me, hey doc, do I have high blood pressure? And that is a typical routine part of a general yearly physical, for example. But it's not as clearly in the primary care provider's top of their consciousness to say, oh, I'm going to screen your kidney function. And I don't blame primary care doctors and nurses for avoiding asking all the questions they're being asked to screen for. If you look at drop-down menus from electronic medical records, they are being asked to screen for any number of conditions, almost too many health maintenance kinds of questions. And so in that cauldron of all sorts of health maintenance requirements, kidney function and kidney disease is very frequently left out. So what I would love to see happen is that the citizen, the patient, sitting there in the office, brings that issue to the fore. Hey, doc, how are my kidneys?
Is there communication happening between nephrologists and primary care physicians? Are nephrologists asking physicians to screen their patients for kidney disease?
I think there has been more and more of an effort to try to get an understanding of what really is almost an epidemic of kidney dysfunction in the United States. And the number of individuals who have some degree of kidney dysfunction is actually a number that's not clearly identified. But it is reasonable to say that there are millions upon millions of Americans that have some kind of kidney disease. And it's pretty important then to identify who they are and make sure that there is good communication between a primary care provider and a nephrologist in some organized fashion so that the patient gets optimal therapy.
Can you give an example of an ideal setup between a primary care physician and a nephrologist?
The ideal relationship is a close correspondence between a primary care physician who reaches out to a nephrologist and says, I have an individual with an abnormal creatinine or protein in their urine, and I would like you to see that individual to determine what kind of kidney disease the individual may have and how best to treat them. This is especially true for individuals with type 2 diabetes who may be seen by a primary care provider, may be seen by a diabetologist or an endocrinologist, and that patient may have a variety of providers already. What is important then for that patient is that a nephrologist is brought into the mix so that there is nephrologic consultation that works facilely between the primary care doctor and, in that example, the diabetologist. To a certain extent, what we are now all relying on are electronic medical records. And electronic medical records are easy to use if you know that the patient has seen a primary care provider, or a diabetologist, or another nephrologist. At times, there's so much information in electronic medical records that it's actually difficult to pinpoint when a patient has actually seen their primary care provider or a diabetologist, and good old-fashioned communication, either by electronically or by snail mail, turns out to still be incredibly useful.
Dr. Falk, can you tell me about the Kidney Education Outreach Program?
For the past many years, we have been going throughout the state of North Carolina with a truck, quite frankly, that says on its side, "Hey, Doc, how are my kidneys?" in an effort to screen citizens of our state, to get citizens of our state to ask their physicians these questions. We've put up billboards. We have put our slogan on pens and coffee cups and all sorts of paraphernalia in an effort to get citizens of our state to repeat those words, again, for the sole purpose that they ask their primary care provider the question of, "Hey, Doc, how are my kidneys?" And I think this prevention program has been reasonably successful. It's hard to measure that success, but the message of, "Hey, Doc, how are my kidneys?" is slowly but surely getting out there. And that's the purpose of us wanting to put that slogan on the American Society of Nephrology lanyard. 14,000 individuals will be wearing that message over the course of the ASN Kidney Week. And my hope is that with that message around their neck, that that message will then translate back to what they tell their patients. To have family members ask the question to their own providers, "Hey, Doc, how are my kidneys?" It is an effort to continue the kidney education outreach program, not just in our state, but in a broader international context.
In previous ASN meetings, a drug company has sponsored the meeting lanyards. This year is different. What's your message to your fellow nephrologists?
There are two messages. First, it is, in fact, a problem for a company to promote a drug or a device that is available outside of the meeting space, in hotels or on the street, or as individuals go back to their homes. That corporate sponsorship has now been recognized to be a problem. And so the University of North Carolina and University of North Carolina Hospitals stepped in when it became clear that the opportunity to advertise on the ASN lanyard was available. The idea then is to promote this slogan, this message, this hope in reality of getting people from all over the world to use that slogan, "Hey, Doc, how are my kidneys?" with the express hope of improving kidney health of patients from across the globe.
Dr. Falk, thank you so much for discussing these issues.
Kristen, thanks so much for being here.